Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Art Sharon. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon strikes out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Shea settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Shea. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Gulick reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. Melillo moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball four. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley strikes out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is hit by the pitch. Johnson moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham strikes out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Johnson scores. Higgins moves to third. Finney moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Gulick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Reynolds scores. Campbell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Higgins. Campbell scores. Burns moves to third. Melillo moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Browns. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burns scores. Melillo moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shea bunts towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to home to get Melillo. Gulick moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gulick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharon hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Browns. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Finney strikes out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 1 in the game. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gulick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Hadley covering, for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Shea hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hadley strikes out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 3 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive towards third. Gullick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Finney hits a pop-up towards third. Gullick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 2 in the game. Markham hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 5-2, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Campbell moves to second. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop pinch hits for Dib Williams. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gullick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Max Bishop now playing second base. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gullick bunts towards the mound. Markham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hadley hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 4 in the game. Sherin hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 4 in the game. West hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Johnny Markham. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Coleman moves to third. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.